Heyo, welcome in, latest episode of that SEC podcast. I'm your host, Hog Mike, and there's old Woo Pig Shade. What's up, buddy?
Hey, buddy, what's going on?
Well, I think they could hear you, Shade, so I might as well just finish that thought. But Shade said, well, damn, how many teams we got?
Yeah, we're getting Arkansas. We've got to be getting toward the end, right?
So, this will be the last fall camp preview.
Yeah.
Heading into media day, so we'll be there before you know it. Looking forward to it. But, you know, Shane, I know it. It's been a rough go for Arkansas. But we have a lot of Arkansas fans, and they're some of the best damn fans in the country, Shane. They're easy to make fun of right now, but imagine getting your teeth kicked in for damn near two decades. They've never won an SEC title. They show up. And not only do they show up, Shane, they expect to win. I mean, they are telling me they're going to have a really good defense. They're going to have a really good team. So they deserve a little coverage, too, I feel like.
Well, absolutely, Mike. And I give Arkansas a hard time. But be honest with you, man, I told you, it seems like they are always my stepbrother, you know. When we had the old East and West, I've said it a million times, when Tennessee was down, so it was Arkansas. And I just kind of pulled for him a little bit, you know, that I did. Now, I'm not going to say always. There was a time when I absolutely hated Arkansas, as I saw him dance by 12 of my defenders, and I'll always remember that punt return. But I will say this, brother, it's a team that we are all ready to get back toward the top. You know what I'm saying? Just seemed like football was better when Arkansas was better.
They are, man. We just we can't have them being the new Vanderbilt anymore. And no. It's not going to be that way with Coach Ryan Silverfield. So we'll get into it here in just a second. But, hey, if we're wrong and they're down on the dumps again, Shade.
There's a place you could go, Mike. It's called Tennessee Legend Distillery. That is right. I've seen a lot of Woo Pig fans over here, and rightfully so. It's a great place to hang out and lift your spirits, pun intended. Come in there. Let them know that the cousin sent you. Not only will you get a discount, but you will also receive a bonus gift, Mike. And they got all kinds of stuff coming up. We got some paint sipping going on. We got some karaoke coming on. So if you're in town, you're looking for just a little fun place to hang, there's not a better place than Tennessee Legend. And if you can't get to the state of Tennessee, maybe your parole officer won't let you. That's fine. Go down to your package store and say, you know what we need on this shelf? Tennessee Legend. And that's right. If you let them know, they will get some sent to your package store and help the family grow. So look forward to seeing it on your shelf.
What's your go-to karaoke song?
Right now, I love this bar, Toby Keith. You know, it seems like it's always a classic I go to more times than not. I love Ballad of Curtis Lowe, but sometimes that's not going to be showing up on the karaoke machine. It's like you have to be at a nicer establishment to get some of those tier B songs. But yeah, those are two of my favorite.
Okay.
What's yours? What would be yours?
You ever listen to that song, Tequila?
Yeah.
That's the only word.
Tequila. Is that it? Well, you know, it's coming up. That's a big deal down here at Media Days. Of course, me and Mike will be heading down there Sunday. Speaking of Arkansas, we had Todd Rich. He was reaching out saying, what time y'all going to be down here? He's already scheduling the karaoke and stuff. So maybe we can get out there. Well, I know I've said it for a couple of years, but hopefully this is the time we could do it.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'll tell you what we will get into, Shane.
What's that?
The Razorbacks. Come on. Let's recap very quickly. Last season, Shane, 2-10, 0-8 in the conference. Ooh, rough year, of course. Sam Pittman, our favorite. He had to go.
Yep.
But how about, Shane? I get it. Down in the dumps, right? But six of these losses were by single digits. And man, I mean, should have beat Ole Miss, should have beat Memphis.
Yeah.
Had opportunities against Tennessee and A&M. I mean, it's a completely different story. They had Mississippi State beat till the end there. I don't know, Shane. I feel like them hogs. They ain't that far off. You know what?
We'd be excited right after a loss. We'd be like, man, they're right there, man. They are right there teetering, you know. And, you know, we got new Coach Silverfield, we'll get here in a second, but that Memphis game especially was one that just felt like there was some evil juju on this football team, man. Like it, the football, I don't know what has happened. I don't know if you said, hey, if we could get Calipari over here, we'll sacrifice the football team. But that's kind of what it's felt like here, especially this last season when you said it. We've had five games within a score away and won
six.
Yeah, six. Jeez. You know what I'm saying? Sam Pittman still be there if that would have went the other way, Mike.
Now, Notre Dame was a different story. But, let's move on from that shade. Again, recent history here. For the Arkansas Razorback shape. The only green I'm seeing really is how damn tough the schedule's been. It's elite annually. Now, in fairness, shout out Bobby P. He had our offense rolling the last 2 years. So, again, the offense was good. And that is one thing that I really like about old coach Ryan Silverfield here, Shane. Points per game. The last 3 years for Ryan Silverfield's Memphis team, and he's bringing the offensive coordinator, Tim Kramsey, 7th in the country, 14th in the country, 18th in the country in points per game. That's pretty dang good where I come from, Shane. And then here's a key stat. We did this with, I believe, Summerall. Wins over expectation, WOE is what it's listed as here. Mm-hmm. Look at Silverfield, his years at Memphis there. So what does this mean? That means how many wins are you projected to get in the preseason? And do you exceed it or do you disappoint, essentially? First year, +2, Shane. Mm. Now the next two, minuses, but just barely, -0.5, -0.3. And then the last 3 years at Memphis, Shane, he was +2.5, +3, +2.2. So out of the 6 years there,
yeah,
we've got four where he was plus expectation, you know, the preseason expectations, and the 2 years he wasn't, he barely wasn't. So point being, I think that suits Arkansas really well because this is a guy that is going to win you games that in the preseason you may not think you're going to win, or let's say your win total's 4.5. Based on his track record, he's going to win you two or three games you don't expect. Yeah. So that's what I'd be looking for from old Silver Fox this year.
That's the we call that the silver lining, Mike. Sorry, there'll be a lot of jokes today. But I feel like, I mean, there were several games last year that they should have won. And that seems like it's been it feels like it's been that same way year after year. There's a lot of games that if you just win which we're getting to the tail end, but if you just win the wins, right, come away with a couple toss-ups, you're going to have a successful season. And it felt like Arkansas just kept falling short of the wins, the expected wins. So, yes, if you could get those and then steal a couple more, absolutely, year one, I feel like Arkansas fans will be excited about that.
Right. So he's hired this outstanding offensive coordinator, Tim Kramsey. Again, he came over with him from Memphis. Uh-huh. The last 4 years, Shane, we're talking top 25 every single year, points per game, and offensive success rate pretty much gets better and better each and every year. And he did that at Marshall too, where he was offensive coordinator before coming over to Memphis. So this guy's got a long track record of consistency on offense, of high profile offenses. And again, we know that it wasn't necessarily working with all Americans down at Memphis. So I like this hire. Now I'm a little questioning just a little bit here. Ron Roberts, defensive coordinator. Again, he's not bad, but he was at Florida last year. You know, defense was better than the offense, certainly. And one thing that I really like about Ron Roberts, Shane, he's kind of the godfather of this 4-2-5 that is like taking over college football. Pete Golding, Dave Aranda won a national championship at LSU with this defense. So this is the guy that kind of is, like I said, the godfather, where he coached Aranda, he coached Pete Golding, and this is spread all across college football and now the SEC. So they are not going to have an inexperienced defensive coordinator. That is for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So, I've questioned some of these coordinator hires, like the Kentucky coordinators. I think Arkansas got them two really good coordinators.
Hey, there you go. I mean, this guy, when he brought in to fix Florida's woes, seems like that was the I can't remember. I've slept since then. But hey, if he can fix
Arkansas, they hired him because the defensive coordinator that Napier hired wasn't good. So yeah. They hired a defensive coordinator for the defensive coordinator, and he ended up taking his damn job
because the other guy was not good. Head coach of defense or something they called it. Yeah, something funny like that. But yeah, this is a dude that was brought in to fix it. And you know, say what you want. I felt like there was at times Florida definitely improved on that side of the football, and that's all we want here in Arkansas. Because like you said, you've seen the offensive production. How many times were you watching a Razorback game and you're saying, dude, if we just had a defense, like a pulse on that side of the football, we'd have something special here. So I feel like there's nothing to do but improve on that side.
All right, so let's get into the returning production. Now, we're damn near dead last in a lot of these, but that's all right, Shane, because we're turning over the program, the roster. We hit it hard. No one hit the portal harder than Arkansas this year, because we're 24th in offensive production. That's 14th in the Southeastern Conference. We are 14th in passing yards. That is 9th, thanks to KJ Jackson. So we got a quality passer that has competed in this conference. Arguably, he played as well, if not better, than Taylen Green last year. And you know, we loved Taylen Green last year. Mm-hmm. But rushing, we're 15th in the SEC with 15% back. But I really do like Braylon Russell. I think he's going to be a big-time breakout player in the Southeastern Conference this year. Receiving yards, 23% is back. That is 14th in the conference. And then offensive line, this is underrated for Arkansas this year. 42% of the snaps from last year are back. That is number 7 in the Southeastern Conference. So, again, not bad here. And again, we've really attacked the portal to shore up this side of the ball in particular.
Yeah, all right. And that's what we'll get to. I feel like this is the thing that comes up more times than not, right? When you start talking bad about Arkansas, there's always that, yeah, but what about the portal, you know? And you know, after looking at returning production, maybe they're on to something, Mike.
Well, it's even worse on the defense. So 25% is back. That is dead last in the Southeastern Conference. But again, defense was awful. Mm-hmm. So does it really matter that we're not returning much? I would argue it doesn't, because we're dead last in tackles returning. We are 13th in tackles for loss and in sacks returning. We're dead last in passes defended, interceptions returning. But who the hell cares, Shade? Because we attacked the portal with 42 players added, Shane. Most in the Southeastern Conference. Now 39 hit the door, went out the other side, but. This is what's bound to happen when you have a coaching transition in this day and age.
Mm-hmm.
But how about this, Shane? I don't know. Again, I always make a joke about this. People, I'm sure, are tired of it. I don't understand these rankings for the life of me. On3's got this as a number 9 class in the transfer portal. 24/7's got it 33rd. So, you know, how good Arkansas is this year is probably going to be dependent on which service knows what the hell they're doing when it comes to ranking these transfer classes. Because if we got the number 9 transfer class, I think Arkansas is going to have a big turnaround. And again, 33 is not horrible, but if it's 33, then we probably swung and missed on some guys. But
does On3 own 24/7?
No.
No, okay. I don't know if they're affiliated. Maybe they're just playing a game like, you know what? On3 will make these guys happy, but you know what I'm saying? I'm sorry.
That's a thought. I mean, that makes more sense than these damn rankings every episode we show. You know what?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, where do you got Arkansas? Okay, let's bring them down a little bit on the 24/7 side.
But hey, shout out big time name to know, Shane, Chris Marshall.
Oh, yeah.
Receiver from Boise. So he started at A&M. He was part of that class that Jimbo brought in where Nick Saban shit his pants and said they're paying for everybody. I mean, this is a legit 5-star. Now, he's gotten a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
But that's where you're at. This is like last chance you for old Chris Marshall. He's coming in. He's going to be a day one starter. He's probably the best player at the receiver position on the roster. So this is his final shot. So that's a name to know. He could blow up. How about Bryant Williams? You say, what? A Louisiana lineman? Hell yeah, started 11 games, did not allow a sack last year, Shane. So he's anchoring down at right tackle. Jaheim Johnson played for Summerall at Tulane last year. He was really good. I mean, a lot of quality players Sutton Smith, I think this is another one to know. Memphis running back, Shane, over 1,000 yards in his career, 11 rushing touchdowns, 332 receiving yards, another two touchdowns, just receiving the football. Max Gilbert, Shane's favorite kicker from Tennessee, he did miss a big one, but he connected on 34 of 45 field goals up there at Tennessee. So basically, we just added on both offense and defense, because we're about to get to the depth chart here. But man, we got a completely new team here.
Yeah, brand new team, and I do like some of the pieces we add here. You mentioned Chris Marshall. This is a guy that quickly will be your number one favorite guy in Arkansas, you know, and I just like all the, like, this was more of let's build depth quickly. And, you know, when you bring in 42 transfers, that's exactly what you do. And there's a lot of dudes on here that were, you know, former blue chips that are now getting a last chance, another opportunity here. And if some of these guys hit, then dude, you're talking about a football team that just lifted the floor a little bit. And watch Max Gilbert be God's gift to kicking. That's the most Tennessee thing ever, right?
Yeah, but it was a very interesting strategy by the Razorbacks. Again, who knows? Who knows what works and what won't? So again, 42 transfers, Shane.
Yeah.
Only 18 from the Power Four. So 24 from the Group of Six. So again, I don't know. You can mock that, but again, there are so many examples. Indiana was just littered with JMU guys. We just had Diego come up here and dominate the SEC. Ahmad Hardy was a G6 guy. Joey Aguilar led the SEC in passing, was a G6 guy. So give me guys that could play football over guys that were highly recruited in high school and haven't done anything, you know? So again, Arkansas did a little mix of both. Mm-hmm. And we'll see. Again, it's going to come down to how good this transfer class is. It's going to depend on how Arkansas is good this year.
And you had to do it this way. It's not like they were beating down the door to come play for you right now, but they will, right? If you can prove that you could take talent that people weren't expecting and making something special out of them. So I like it. Now, obviously, it's a risk-reward type thing, right? There's still some risk involved with those G6 guys, but if you get them to hit, then there's a lot of reward up ahead.
Well, I think they're going to hit a lot on offense, Shane, because, again, this is a really good offensive coaching staff here for old Silver Fox. And Gibby, you know, where would you like to be strongest, I think, in today's modern era, Shane? You know, I think offensive line, I nearly put them first. But I'm going to go running backs because I like Braylon Russell. I like Sutton Smith. But number two, I am going to go the offensive line, Shane, because they bring back a lot, multiple starters, guys that have played a ton of football for Arkansas, and they're bringing in a stud from Louisiana, and they're bringing in one of Silver Fox's guys from Memphis. So I think I think the offensive line could be a strength for this football team.
Yeah, the big hogs, that's exactly what they need. And you're right, brother. I feel like if you're going to be weak at something, the last thing you want to be weak at, especially with a new coach and all these new faces, is at that offensive line, because it's just a havoc, right? And there's so many games early in the season that you lose because of it. So, I dig this offensive line. I it's not the best, right? But I think it's B+ if you're looking at offensive line right now.
No, I think you're absolutely right. And next I'd go receivers and tight ends. We bring back multiple starters of C.J. Brown, Jaden Platt at tight end. And again, Chris Marshall from Boise, I think he could be pretty solid. And Courtney Crutchfield was an elite recruit that we got back last year. Didn't make a huge impact, but this is year two for him with the Arkansas Razorbacks. Mm-hmm. We got guys from a lot of other schools that have contributed, played in 30 plus games. So again, I think they're going to have a lot of weapons here to work with, particularly at receiver. And so last but not least, again, I'm not knocking them, but we don't know a whole lot. I like what I saw from KJ Jackson last season, but he's got to duplicate that. And now he's got to come in and be the man, not the guy off the bench. Mm-hmm. I'll put quarterbacks last, But I think they've got the most room to fly up this list, if that makes sense.
Yeah. You know, because that's what we saw. We saw the flash that KJ Jackson had at the end of the season, right? So that's why people got excited. And then, you know, you bring somebody else in, like, you know, a backup that's actually competing with you, then a little competitive depth's not a bad thing either. So, yeah, I think this room, you know, not loaded, but it is pushing each other, which I think will help this football team in the long run.
Now, Shane, trying to figure out what this defense is going to look like.
Yeah.
You tell me with all these transfers. So basically the entire, not the entire two deep, but basically everybody on the second team and about half the starters projected are transfers this year. So good luck trying to figure out this. But again, where would you like to be strongest, Shane? I think on the defensive line. And it all starts with Quincy Rhodes. That was such a massive retention piece by Silver Fox. Give me the defensive line as the best position group for defense. And I think Quincy Rhodes is, you know, like an all-American type potential there.
Yeah. Yeah. And look, again, I'm seeing depth. I'm seeing bodies that can rotate, which is something, again, with these new first-year coaches that you see at the end of the season, they really struggle with. So, Quincy Rhodes is an absolute dude. And honestly, even though we got a lot of turnovers, I'd probably say I'm a little more excited about this side of the football than I am the offense.
Yeah. And again, projected backups from Ohio State, Southern Cal, to Oregon.
Yeah.
That sounds pretty damn good for me if I'm an Arkansas fan. So second, I literally have no clue because we're putting this all together, but give me linebackers. Mm-hmm. Bradley Shaw's a really good player, and that's basically what I'm basing this off of, because we got a projected starter from Howard Jaquavion Smith, who was very productive.
Yeah.
But this ain't Howard, Shane. This is the SEC, so I love Phoenix Jackson. I kind of like that name. But over 100 tackles over there at Baylor. So, again, I don't know what we're getting out of the linebackers, and I surely don't know what we're getting out of the defensive backs, because shout out Miguel Mitchell at safety. He's the only guy, Shane, in the entire three deep in the defensive backfield.
Yeah.
That was on the team last year. So, again, that's probably good because they were not good on defense. But how do I rate these guys? I don't have a clue, you know?
No, but I do see, I see 29 games, 24 games. I see a lot of experience, you know? So it's not like these guys are redshirt freshmen and haven't seen the football field. Yeah, it may be at different conferences, different divisions, but again, at the end of the day, brother, it's experience, which I feel like has you know, kind of hindered this defense in the years past.
Well, I'll tell you, Shade, you know what's not hindered us?
What's that?
Oh, Steven up.
Roll Tide.
We showing up for them boys in Tuscaloosa. It's Steven up.
Thank you, cuz. Roll Tide.
Thank you, Steven up. SEC Mike, thanks for all the extra work in the preview. Oh, Shane did all the work here. All the graphics for giving us cuzzes, a great look at each team. Good job. We appreciate you, Steven up.
Hell yeah. Thank you, brother. I appreciate it.
But we should just do Bama twice, you know, just for Steven up.
I feel like the algorithm's always listening, you know, and I didn't know you were going to do Arkansas. I'm on TikTok just, you know, doom scrolling, and then there's old neighbors doing a TikTok live on Tuesday. And I was like, what are the odds? And so I jumped in and they talked two questions about football. They're like, let's get back to basketball.
I don't even know anything about TikTok. Are you able to join and talk with them or no?
Not talk, but I can make a comment or something. He's just kind of just doing a monologue type deal. But maybe we should do that on our TikTok Tuesday.
All right. And then, so again, kicker and putter, I already mentioned we got Max Gilbert, but how about this, Shay? Because I know Tennessee fans will be like, good luck with that. Yeah, right. And maybe that's right. But they also added Georgia State kicker Braden McAllister. So to me, that tells me they're covering all their bases, Shane. They're like, what, a kicker? If he starts missing, we got another guy. I'd rather have two than not have one. You know what?
That's right. That's right. I mean, way right.
But now that was the good news.
Yeah.
The bad news, punter. I don't know how this happened, Shane. He blew out his knee in the offseason. Oh, so
damn.
Shout out Connor Smith. Hope he gets better. But they signed a touted freshman, so it's probably going to be the freshman until Connor's ready to go. That's a tough break.
Yeah.
Particularly for Arkansas, you might need you a punter this year.
Yeah.
Or maybe we just go for it, you know?
It just seems like that would be a qualifier for a kicker too, right? You know, I seem like if you're a place kicker, you're probably decent at punting. I don't know. Maybe.
I would think so.
I would think so. Just go so for what it, are they, coach.
What are they saying, Shay? Did the Athlon Sports Magazine anonymous comments about Arkansas? Well, they're saying they're not considered a sleeping giant.
Oh
damn it. This is so negative. Ryan Silverfield, great coach who might have taken the wrong Power Four job at the wrong time. Silverfield has always had excellent offenses. They put a lot of their quarterback to make checks and reads. He's very calm on game day and very, very bright. He understands the ending of the games and how to handle those situations with the timeouts. Well, I like all of that. If you look at their SEC schedule, the 9 games that they play are pretty daunting. And then you add Utah. That doesn't set up for year one success. In this day and age, if you don't have year one success, narratives get forced upon you, or you've gotten to find a way to shake them. So not great there.
No.
Just haters, you know?
Just haters. They're just not ready. They're just not ready for this. You know, it's a temporary setback for a major comeback here in Arkansas.
You think that was Kiffin?
I think it was Silverfield, right? Once he got there and he started looking at the schedule, he's like, I think I'm just going to do one for myself here.
I think it was Kiffin. Go on. All right, so let's take a look, Shade, at the Razorback schedule here. 4.5 is the over under. We're 250-1 to win the Southeastern Conference. We're 1,000-1 to win the national championship. So according to Shade Logic, throw you 5 on there.
Yep.
You could win $5 billion if they win the
national.
$5 billion.
That's a lot of zeros, Mike.
yes, it is, but there's a lot of home games on here, Shane. North Alabama finally learned out who the hell this is. North Alabama in the opener will smoke them.
Yep.
At Utah, Georgia at home, Tulsa at home, at A&M, Tennessee at home, at Vanderbilt. Then there's the bye week, Mizzou at home, at Auburn, Carolina at home, at Texas, and LSU. At home. What's your thoughts on this schedule here?
Well, you know, you always talk about Vegas trying to set you up, right? And when you see 4.5, your knee-jerk reaction, if you've followed any of Arkansas's football here lately, is to go take the under. But I think, man, if you were polling outside of Arkansas, they would say the Pigs are probably favored in 2 games only. North Alabama, is that what you called them?
Yeah, the Tulsa. Purple Lions.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, think about that. That means they're expecting them to at least get 2.5 more wins beyond those two. So, I don't know, brother.
That's the Silverfield effect, baby.
I'm just saying, maybe.
And again, who the hell knows with this many transfers, Shane?
Yeah.
What are we really basing this off of? And we're basing it off last year.
Mm-hmm.
How's that relevant for this year with
it's not.
42 transfers and a new coaching staff, you know? And again, look around the league, the teams they're playing. It doesn't mean everybody's going to be night and day different, you know, like Georgia brings back a ton.
Yeah.
They're going to be probably awesome again, but A&M, there's a lot of transition there.
Yep.
Tennessee, completely new defense. Vanderbilt, just lost greatest quarterback in history, an All-American tight end. Missouri's defense, completely new. Auburn, offense, completely new. Carolina, offense, completely new. Texas, defense, completely new. LSU, offense, completely new. So,
yeah
we can sit here and say last year was, if we just base it on last year, you're probably going to get your teeth kicked in. But every team I just went over, Shane, are they all going to hit on all those positions? I can guarantee you they won't.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, we're sitting here again, July, and we're saying Arkansas is this, Arkansas is that. Then at the end of the year, you're like, well, what if this team that they went against isn't as high as we thought? What if this team's not a top 25 like we thought? So I'm right there with you, brother.
Now, shout out. Now, here's where we are, though, with the fan base. Woodhead Pig, appreciate you, buddy. Hate to hate my team, but can we fire your chick?
Damn.
When this season is an epic fail, he has proven he doesn't give a shit about football. Yeah, I think if it's an epic fail, you got to run his ass off.
Yeah.
But what if, Shane? What if they just shock the nation?
Yeah.
Do we extend Juracek? Because I don't know if that's the right move either.
It felt like there was a small window where people were saying, Arkansas fans especially, that Juracek is the greatest AD in the country, right? And we all remember that window and those tweets and those conversations. So I mean, at the end of the day, brother, if it's about success, and if he found something that we didn't see, and if Silverfield found something in this recruiting class that we didn't see, then who knows, man? We don't know. I'm telling you, with the 9-game SEC schedule, anything can happen. And you better damn believe if he gets to 7-8 wins, Hunter Check gonna be looking for his little piece of the pie as well. Like, told you so.
Look who's looking for their piece of the pie. It's cousin Jared here. Shay says, I need to email the podcast. My schedule can't even wait for it.
My bad. Yeah. I sent you a text saying we're going on time today.
All right. You ready to play a little win, loss, or toss?
Yes. Let's do it.
Okay. Win, loss, or toss for the Razorbacks. You let me know if I nailed this one, Shane. So I got two games, should be wins, North Alabama and Tulsa.
I mean, I just literally said that, so I cannot argue with those.
Okay, I was about to say, you better not argue with me. You just said it. So I got five games listed as toss-ups for the Razorbacks. At Utah, Tennessee at home, at Vanderbilt, at Auburn, and Carolina at home. Ooh. You disagree with any of those?
Hurts to see Tennessee in that toss-up, but maybe because I've said it too many times, I can't disagree with you here. Yeah,
you've kind of brainwashed me into thinking this is a competitive game, you know it?
Yeah, I can't disagree here.
So then I've got five should-be losses. Doesn't mean you're going to lose them all, but yeah. Georgia at home, at A&M, Missouri, at Texas, at LSU. Do you disagree with any of those?
I would shift Mizzou to a toss is the only one I would disagree with.
I get it. It's a home game, but
after a bye.
They've really dominated your ass.
I know.
10 of the last 12.
40-something transfers. This ain't your papaw's Arkansas Razorbacks.
Yeah. And A&M, too, is 13 of the last 14. So, it's got to be like, you got to beat them before I can.
I got you.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you're right. This is completely different. That's what, if I was coach, that's what I'd be saying. This team's... We're 0-0 against these sons of bitches.
Oh, you know what don't I mean? Start. Yeah. We're one game at a time. We're trying to go 1-0 every week. 1% better, Mike.
I think you get 1% worse each year.
Yeah, is that it? You are correct. It's maybe more than that. I do all feel right, dumber these days. I think it may be this American Dew I've been drinking.
Have you been eating your lettuce? Apparently, that's really bad for you.
I know. As soon as I started eating salads, they got explosive diarrhea going around the country.
Well, speaking of explosive diarrhea, you ready to pick this game?
Just do it.
All right, week one. Come on. We're going to wax that ass. North Alabama. I don't care if it's South Bama, East Bama, or West Bama. They're getting their ass stomped, Shane. I did a little research for you.
Yeah.
This team went 2-10 last year. Well, hell, we did too, but they play in a different division. They lost 61-0 to a team called Tarleton State.
Oh, gosh.
Surely we'll wax his team, right?
The deaf school, too, which is even worse. But, yeah.
I didn't know that.
That's not true. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Just making up stats now.
All right, so a crossroads game, Shane.
Yes.
I put it as a toss at Utah.
Mm-hmm.
They got a new head coach, Shane. I don't know if you've heard. He's up at Michigan now. He's loving life. They ran his ass off for some reason. I don't know. But they did. Now, what does Utah have back? They got a really good quarterback, Devin Dampierre. He's one of the best in that conference. Their running back, Wayshon Parker, he had nearly 1,000 yards. And they bring back a lot of their receivers. So that's, again, makes that team dangerous, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they lost all their tight ends, all five of their starting offensive linemen. Remember, we're pretty good on the D-line. And all their starting defensive linemen from last year are gone. Ooh, Arkansas is going to be pretty good on the offensive line, Shane. So there's reasons to think Arkansas's got a chance here. There's reasons to think they may not.
Mm-hmm.
You go on the road, second game. It's also second game for them, even though it was their defensive coordinator that's taken over. So, it's not massive transition, but it's still a transition. I say all that to say, Shane, it's a new damn era. Come on, it's a Silver Fox era. We're going on the road. We're whooping the Utah Utes.
It's just always nice to beat them too, right? And for me, it's if you're still up watching football, this is a great game to check out, right? Arkansas will have everyone's attention because every other college football game will be at, over with. So this is a late game, and Silver Fox has complained about this one, but it's also an opportunity to let folks know this is not the same Arkansas football team that you've seen the last three seasons. And with that being said, I also like a win, and not just being optimistic. I really feel like they got a good shot of winning this game, Mike.
I feel like a lot of fans, SEC fans.
Yeah.
They're going to wake up on Sunday like, damn, Arkansas won that game. So they really won't get credit, even if they do pull it off. Because, no, like you said, aside from their fans, or most people, I think, are going to miss it.
Yeah.
You know what they probably won't miss, though?
Kirby next week be like, well, at least we got him early.
I was about to say, I just can't wrap my head around it. At least it's a home game.
Yeah.
I don't see any way in hell you beat Georgia. But, hey, that's what they said about, what was it, Shane? The 1980 hockey team. Maybe this is the next miracle in sports. Arkansas knocks off mighty Georgia.
I do feel like there's going to be some close games, and this Arkansas team probably may win a few of them, unlike years past, but this will not be one of those close games. I do like Georgia, but again, we may learn something here. We may learn something about this defense. We may learn something about this. I mean, this is you're testing your strength against potential national champs. So I don't think Arkansas gets blown out by no means, but this may be one of those 7-14 games going into the halftime, and then all of a sudden Georgia takes away. That wouldn't surprise me.
Cousin Ken says, apparently Utah, their stadium's at 4,000 feet above sea level.
Dude, I about said it because I was like, isn't this a school that's got the elevation and then we got to worry about nobody being able to breathe?
I've been to the stadium. It's pretty nice, but it's like.
Did you notice heavier breathing out there?
No.
Oh, okay.
I mean, no. Yes and no, but not. It won't affect the Razorbacks. Not okay. Silverfield's Razorbacks.
Yeah, I'm sure he's going to get down there like a week early and let him just
acclimate to the weather.
Yeah, at halftime, North Alabama's going to send half the starters up there to Utah to get acclimated.
Well, I'll tell you who they won't have to do that for, Shane.
Who's that?
Tulsa, when they whoop that ass. Come on, Shane. I get a 3-1 start. What Razorback wouldn't sign up for that?
Yeah. ain't nothing like coming down a mountain to whoop Tulsa's ass, right? So they're going all over the place this year. And I do think this is a big game to get back on track and, you know, real scenario. And I'm, again, not being optimistic, I'm just being realistic here. There's a real shot that they start out 3-1. And, you know, this is when you're kind of building some of that momentum, especially on the recruiting trail. We just need some help, guys. Mike always hears. Is that because we're on the, I'm on the show?
All right, week 5, Shade. At A&M. Game day? I mean, I don't know about game day, but maybe the SEC show will come. It depends on how good A&M is.
Yeah.
But suddenly, this could be a really good game. And this is maybe where Silverfield can plant his flag and say, this is a new era, Shane. And we ain't losing to A&M anymore. Yeah, we've lost 4 in a row. Yeah, we've lost 13-14. But that was the old hog, Shade. That ain't the new hogs. We're going on the road. We're whooping some ass. Upset of the season? Nah, I don't see it. I think A&M's going to be really good.
Yeah, I do too. And compared to Arkansas, I just feel like early in the season, if you're going to get them, though, I feel like, I don't know. I don't think Arkansas sneaks up on anybody, but like I said, there may be a game or two in there where Arkansas just, damn, we're fighting kind of like Tennessee a couple of years ago. So, would not blow my mind if this is the game, but I don't know, man. For everything Arkansas is bad at, Texas A&M seems to be really good at. So I just don't think it pairs well. So give me a win for A&M. I'm glad this game's not, you know, down there in, was it Jerry's World? They kept doing it for years and years. So, and there's always been some evil spirits around this game. So
I almost would rather play Jerry World than Kyle Fields.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's kind of like Kyle Field for them Arkansas fans. So, I do like Arkansas to lose this one.
Shout out SEC Sean. Good point, though. He's an Aggie, Shane. He says A&M Arkansas always play crazy games.
Yeah.
That's true.
What was that? That KJ fumble there at the goal line? It's just, like I said, I don't know if there's some voodoo dolls involved or something, but there's always something weird in this game.
All right, week 6. Speaking of weird, Shane, Tennessee coming to town. How about that? Yeah, Tennessee won last year, but Arkansas had won the previous 4 in the series, Shane, including a lot of games up there in Fayetteville, where Nico runs right out of bounds with the game on the line. I mean, Arkansas has owned Tennessee. Maybe this is the one, Shane. Maybe this is the one. You keep saying there's going to be one. Could you see Josh Heupel winning a big game or two? Maybe a Texas, maybe, you know, whatever, and then turn around and lose at Arkansas. It's what he does, too. So there's a lot of reasons to believe in it. I think if we get in a shootout-style game, that probably favors, I don't know that it favors Arkansas, but I think they can play that style because Tennessee's defense, I don't know how good, while improved, I don't know how good they're going to be. So I could see this being a really close one, Shane. But I got it as a close loss. I think Tennessee, again, I'm pretty high on Tennessee.
Yeah, and brother, I told you there's something about this game, and I know it. Even if you do beat, like you said, you beat Texas, that's the most Tennessee thing to do is to go lose to Arkansas the week after. So, I don't know. I feel like this thing, if it got into a little bit of a shootout, I do favor Tennessee, obviously, because they're built for that. But I feel like if Arkansas were going to win this game, they should have got them within the first 3 weeks. This is a Tennessee team that's also going to be getting better. And I'm with you. I feel like Tennessee wins this one. So give me a loss to those Razorbacks.
Max Gilbert, his field goal to win it.
Oh, my gosh.
That'd be tough, wouldn't it?
I don't know what I would do. I probably should do a bet or something on that one if that happens.
Well, you might not beat Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we beat another team from Tennessee, Shane.
Come on, Commodores, you're going down to the Razorbacks. I think Vanderbilt's a pretty big game for Arkansas, and if they can get it, get a win, get some momentum going into the bye week, mm-hmm. I think it sets up for perhaps a really nice second half of the season.
Some are saying season-defining football game, Vanderbilt Commodores. Shout out to Neighbors again. I do feel like this is a big game, and it's one of those that if you do lose to Tennessee, you could easily make one loss become two losses. This one will be – these are two teams, right, that are just trying to figure it out. Vanderbilt wants to stay at the top. They want to stay in that 10-win realm. They'd love that, but – you know, Arkansas has an opportunity to kind of put them back where they belong. And I feel like that's what happens here. Give me a big win for them Arkansas Razorbacks.
Yeah, somebody in the comments said, Cousin Ken, I think it was here. He says, Vandy's tough at home. I don't know that I 100% agree with that. But again, they've been getting better.
Yeah.
But let me say it this way, Shane. Again, maybe this is disrespectful, but they need to earn our respect, Shane. Vanderbilt fans,
yeah,
do you think they're going to show up in full force and sell out the stadium for the Arkansas game?
I don't know. Probably not.
The answer is most likely no. They won't. So again, how hostile of an environment is that? Truly, I don't think it's going to be very hostile at all for Arkansas.
I do feel like some of these teams that get skewed a little bit. It's just, are you winning or are you losing? And Vanderbilt has won a lot of games here lately, especially the last two seasons, or at least played teams that, you know, tight down to the wire. And that, if that continues, then yes, I could sit here and say Vanderbilt's a tough place, but it's not because of the noise or the location or Theo Vaughn running around giving right hand. It's not that. It's just teams walk in there with a record, and they leave with an extra loss. So you keep doing that, then Vanderbilt becomes that tough place to play. And they're on the verge, brother. This isn't a team that was a one-hit wonder. This is a couple seasons in the making. But they've got a lot working here with the new quarterback, like you said, elite tight end gone, defense rearranged. So it's going to be a different football squad. But this is one Arkansas has to get, man.
I got a prediction for Vanderbilt.
Yeah.
That you ain't coming any games this year.
No, I'm sorry. I'm sure Coach Lee will convince him to come out to one. You know, probably is Tennessee at Vanderbilt? I don't know. I can't remember.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. How about week 9, Shane? So we get 2 weeks to prepare for Mizzou. And these are the games, Shane. These are the games that shall define old Silverfield. Not saying he's got to win them all, but you got to flip these series. You can't be losing 4 in a row and 10 out of 12 to Missouri, who Arkansas fans think they're better than. They look down upon, yet they can't even beat them. They beat them this year, Shane? No, I don't think so. But I don't think it's going to be like a blowout either. I think they could beat them. This is another one. If he can make it a high-scoring game,
yeah,
I think Arkansas's got a shot there.
This one could be good. This one could be, you know, I got that kid on my mind all the time now. You know, I remember Drink leaving our table. No, it was prior to. He goes over there to Arkansas. And the only reason he did that is because of what Neighbor said on our show. Like, we go into this game.
You got to stop talking about Neighbors. No more Neighbor references.
Now I got it, man. I don't know if it's this tan I got or something. I've been thinking about taking a cruise here lately. I don't know what it is, but I do go back to the point. There's been several matchups in this one, especially, and you're like, no way Arkansas loses this game. But then they do, right? So I don't know. This is a weird one because they've moved the time of the year they're playing, but I think Mizzou still is going to have too much. So give me a loss here to Mizzou.
Yeah.
I think it's close, though.
You want me to call Neighbors, get him on the phone?
Maybe it's just this wonderful camera you got and everything. You know, I don't know. Maybe he's been on my mind here lately.
All right, next game at Auburn.
Yeah.
Now, this is another one, Shane, where I think, like, if you just look on paper, you're like – Razorbacks don't have a shot here. But why? Why? I mean, Auburn's been one of the biggest disappointments for multiple years. And how about this? This kind of blew my mind. I didn't realize this. I mean, I remember the games, but the last four games in this series, Shannon, they play annually, Arkansas, Auburn. The last four have been all won by the road team. So maybe you don't even want to be the home team in this matchup. So you go to Auburn. They're completely new on offense. Yeah. They're bringing back defensive coordinator, but they lost a lot of pieces. So I think it's a complete toss-up type game, Shane. I really do. But I've been picking it as a loss, too. But again, this is another one where I don't think it's a blowout or anything.
No, but I do like the, was it Hugh Freeze? 9 times out of 10, we're going to beat this team, you know? Except the time we didn't, the last time they were here. And I don't know, man. I you know me and Auburn. I'm not as high on Auburn as you are. And I feel like late in the season is exactly when you want to have them. It's exactly when Arkansas needs them because, again, they've established their identity. But I feel like Auburn's sitting in with a little disappointment. So I told you there's going to be a game or two that Silverfield gets because he's shown us that's what he's done in the past. And I feel like this is one of them. So give me an Arkansas win here against them Auburn Tigers.
And look at the schedule for Auburn prior to this.
Oh.
Tennessee, Georgia, LSU, Ole Miss. They're going to be beat to hell coming into this game.
We can just take our foot off the gas. It's just the Arkansas Razorbacks.
Yeah, so that's a dangerous game for old Auburn. You know what?
Hell yeah, it is.
I think the next one's dangerous too, Shane, for the Gamecocks coming to our house. And yeah, we've talked up South Carolina. I do think South Carolina will be pretty good. Of course, I thought that last year, and I was dead-ass wrong. You know what? So there's a lot of what-ifs. There's a lot of optimism. There's a lot of reason to believe. But I believe they're getting their ass kicked. Come on, Shane. I don't think we've given up here. I think we win one against the Gamecocks. Hell, Beamer, I don't even know if he'll be the head coach at this point in time. You know what I mean? So could go one of two ways. They could be really good. They could be really bad. And hell, even if they're really good, we can still kick our ass at home. Give me the Razorbacks.
This could be the game that you walk out saying, you know what? Maybe I was wrong on Silverfield. Maybe he is the guy. Maybe I need to be a little more patient and trust the process. Maybe Hunter's on to something. That could happen after the South Carolina game because optimistically, I feel like it's a game they can win. They should win. Home game, absolutely. So give me a win here, and it's one that you need because the schedule is so tough the remaining part of the season that you've got to finish on a strong note, and I think a win here would definitely bode well.
For the Razorbacks?
Yeah, yeah.
So I think based on your math, that'd be Razorbacks going bowling.
They're going bowling.
So the last two was just trying to determine if we're going to a better bowl game.
But we're going to get to it.
The problem, it's Texas. Texas.
Yeah.
Mighty Texas. Shane's favorite team. Steven's favorite team. I think everybody's favorite team. Sounds like these days. So I got to go Texas to win at home.
Yeah, I do too. Unfortunately, I feel like all the good things I said about this season comes to an end on these last two games. And I'm going back-to-back L's here. And are they close? I don't know. I really don't know. It just depends on where Lane Kiffin is in this scenario. If LSU gets knocked out of the playoff contention coming to this thing, it gets a little interesting. But sitting right now, I feel like LSU gets the win. Or Texas gets the win, but LSU, it gets close. Yeah.
Let me ask it this way.
Yeah.
If Arkansas beats Texas, massive upset. Sarkisian, does he return next year as Texas head coach? That's the only information you have. I mean, hell, they could be 11-1.
Yeah, he's back.
But I don't think there's any shot in hell they're 11-1 if they're losing to Razorbacks. They're probably 8-4, 7-5. I mean,
because you may be sitting there saying Sarkisian's so damn smart. He's purposely missing the SEC championship. This is genius. He's sitting Arch Manning when he should have. Yeah, I mean, they could come in there 10-0, lose the last two games, and still make the playoffs.
No, that doesn't make any sense. There, if he loses, he's not back. I promise you that. Because that means they've probably lost to Ohio State.
Yeah.
Oklahoma. LSU. And probably some others.
You gave me no other ammunition. So you didn't tell me they lost to those teams. So in my mind, they could be undefeated as well.
Has Alabama, you know, like who does that? Who goes 11-0 and loses Arkansas?
The New England Patriots did this in the playoffs, if you remember. And then the Giants ended up winning. And that's because they sat all those guys.
That was the Super Bowl.
Yeah, they beat him in the Super Bowl.
But no, he's gone.
Yeah.
They might fire him the next day.
Yeah, maybe.
And then give it to Muschamp, you think, for the A&M game?
Such a weird spot, man. I know they can come up with the money. And maybe, I don't know. I don't know how short the leash really is with Sarkisian. Maybe we ask some of them Texas guys when we see them. Because, you know, the expectations are to win national titles down there. You don't spend all this money, get this multi-million-dollar roster to lose to Arkansas, even though it's the Arkansas football preview. You know, even though we've seen Arkansas beat Texas not that long ago. I don't know, man. I just don't know how short the leash is if push comes to shove.
I'm taking a screenshot of old Cooper, Shane. He says, if Arkansas wins three games, I'll donate 100 to the show on the spot.
Cooper Swift.
Save your money, buddy. You're going to need it. you know what else he's going to need?
What's that?
To hold an L for Arkansas. Last game, LSU. That's a rivalry. Who knows? You're right. Yeah. Maybe LSU's packed it in. Maybe Kiffin whiffs another one. But I can't pick today. I can't pick Arkansas to beat LSU.
No, I can't either. But it was fun when that rivalry was fun, you know, with some good ones. And that's what I was thinking. I was like, Arkansas may have the most rivals in this conference now that I think about it. But now that Texas is over here and everything. So I like this game. I do feel like this is one you can't sleep on, but golly, it's so tough. It would take, I just can't put any money on LSU losing this thing.
You know what we can put money on?
There she is. P5. Come on, cuz.
Thank you for the research of the shows. Cousin Shade, SEC teams are just like your children. You love them all.
That's M-I-C. It.
All right.
That's because I said Mizzou would win.
Appreciate you, P5.
Thank you, cuz.
So where we got the schedule here, Shane? Most important games. Now, this was very difficult for me. But I went Utah, mm-hmm. Vanderbilt, both on the road, which is also tricky, and then Carolina. Third most important game. What would you say the three most important games for the Razorbacks?
Man, I kind of in the same boat. Two away games, Vanderbilt, Utah. I go back and forth on the placement there. The third one may surprise you, but I feel like Tennessee, man. At home, this is an opportunity to kind of pick up momentum before you play Vanderbilt, Mizzou, Auburn, South Carolina. Not saying that you go on a run, but dude, if you can knock off a top 25 volunteer team at the house, which you've done before, there's an opportunity. Who knows? You may get you a little hot streak here. So to get to that five-game mark, you're going to have to pull off some upsets. And by upsets, I mean you're underdog. So that may be one to look at early in the season. Later in the season, I do always worry about first-year coaches, first-year teams. It seems like, you know, the problems that you were having you know, that maybe you didn't notice at Tulsa become a bigger problem when you're playing South Carolina or something.
I'll make a prediction, Shane.
Yeah.
If Arkansas beats Tennessee, Razorbacks are making a bowl game. I'm pretty confident about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's a huge game. You might be right.
And
I think Carolina and Vanderbilt are a lot more.
Golly, that would be a sad podcast. Emergency podcast, because I know you drag my ass on this show to cry in front of all those Arkansas fans yet again. So I hope it don't. But I just worry. The most Tennessee thing ever is, you're right, the kicker to nail like a 55-yard bomb because we had some stupid penalty and put them back in field goal range or something.
Man, you're getting really specific. You've had this dream before, haven't you?
Nightmare. Yes, sweats in the middle of the night, Mike.
All right, last thing then. The over-under, 4.5.
Yes.
Take off your Razorback glasses or your little hog hat. I'll get you one of them hog hats. 4.5, scale of 1 to 10. Likelihood Arkansas hits the over.
Oh. I would say 3.8.
Interesting.
Yeah. I think
that's too low.
I feel like most of the fans out there, most of the cousins out there, feel like this should be a 2-3 thing. So sitting there at 4.5.
Right, but I don't know how anyone could possibly know.
I don't.
What they're doing, we talked about this the other day.
Yeah.
They are wanting you to bet the under.
I know.
So that means it's probably going to be the over.
Yeah. Because
no one's betting the over. Money's on the over, in my opinion.
Where are you at? What's your number?
Over 4.5?
Yeah.
85%.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
See, I'm on 3. You're 24/7 in this one. I like it.
Well, I'll tell you who's not, Shane.
What's that?
Harry beats, Skywalker?
Skywalker.
Arkansas will win 3 games for sure. So that guy bet his $100. Shane, you're my favorite cousin.
Hell yeah, Harry.
Appreciate you, favorite. Harry.
You're my favorite cousin, Harry.
All right, buddy. Hey, anything else before we hop off? And we'll be back with a mailbag before we go. So
yeah,
be nice. Get a lot of SEC Media Day questions, hopefully. So yeah. I'll drop those on YouTube and Twitter and all that. But hopefully the cousins ask us some good questions.
Yeah, I love mailbag, closing it out strong. And like you said, we got a really good show coming Sunday to you. So be sure to stay tuned for that one. And we'll be traveling down. And, dude, notifications on. I'm telling you, brother, it's going to be absolutely wild. Most of your cousins have been through this before. But if you haven't, it's your first go. Dude, there's nobody going to get more content out to you guys than us. I promise you. We will be exhausted by the time this thing's done. And I'm looking forward to it. Because it's the kickoff, baby. College football is upon us, Mike.
Yeah, it'll be here before you know it. And we'll be there to get you through the days till it arrives. But until the next time, Shane, we're wrapping up the fall camp preview series on the SEC Media Days. We'll catch you on the next one.
All right, see you guys. Whoopee!
Hey, buddy, this beer's for you, Mike, and Cousin Shane. That SEC podcast loves the pirate, and the pirate loves that SEC podcast. Hail State.